Journal, June 17th, 1998. The wood grain on the coffee shop floor spoke to me today. Counting rings in a stump tells the age of a tree. The wood floors displayed swirls that looked like ripples in water. A water ripple mirrors the effect each life has. The swirls in the wood echo the impact of time on the individual. Seconds push into hours, days, years, building on each other, impacting the design across the whole board. "Make the most use of every opportunity," he whispers. The revelation burns my stomach hotter than the mint tea I'm about to dilute with my tears. I blush at the understanding that God is speaking, giving me attention. Butterflies. The tea. I've been waiting to drink it. It was too hot for me. My friend, on the other hand, gulped down her chai right away, eyes rolling back with pleasure at the fragrant, spicy deliciousness. "I burned the tip of my tongue trying to drink mine. How'd you just drink it like that?" I asked. "I don't know," she shrugged. "But it's so good." She smiled and went back to working on her homework. I felt his whisper guiding my thoughts to answer my seemingly random musing. "Her capacity is different from yours. Her taste buds are different. Her perspective is different. I made her different. Would it be criminal for her to force you to drink her tea at the temperature she prefers? Your tongue would burn. You'd feel only pain and not be able to taste any of what she enjoyed when she drank. Do you think the way you spoke to your brother today was too passionate for his taste? Maybe people you love see you as angry." "But I'm not angry, just passionate." My thoughts respond to God in ridiculous defense of the conversation I'd had earlier that caused my brother to leave the room upset. All he felt was pain. He was unable to hear any of the good things you wanted to say to encourage him. He felt violated. "Be patient, cool off a bit, add some honey, and then speak in the right way at the right time. I know you love him, but he doesn't." My heart broke at the revelation. I felt alone, misunderstood by people. As I sat in the coffee shop, I remembered the last time I saw my face, how ugly I felt. I caught my reflection in the mirror as I was leaving the house earlier. I looked tired, sad, and lonely. I couldn't remember where I'd put my makeup bag, but my friend was outside honking for me to come on. I began to daydream about how to tell the difference between the enemy's voice, my own voice, and the voice of my Creator. There are scriptures that call Satan the accuser of the brethren and the father of lies, whose goal is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Certainly, these thoughts felt destructive. My own voice tends to sound uncertain. Even in the scriptures, the people who are called by God tend to doubt themselves. God's Spirit, who speaks to the hearts of his children, is described in the scriptures as being loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, and gentle. As I thought through this, the song in the coffee shop changed, and a voice rang out, "You are so beautiful."